Historians have now mapped 250 massacres of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tribes across the nation during the time of frontier conflict. And as hundreds of people come forward with new information on sites that have been long forgotten, there's increasing discussion about how Australia should remember these massacres. Here's Indigenous Affairs correspondent Bridget Brennan.
On a warm winter's day at Appin, southwest of Sydney, Uncle Ivan Wellington perches on a rock overlooking a modest monument to one of Australia's most well-known massacres.
It's a dark chapter in the history of what became and what happened to the Dharawal people on their lands. That's why we come here and show respect to these people.
In April 1816, 14 Aboriginal men, women and children were killed by soldiers during a military operation. Some fled over the cliff as the soldiers approached on horseback. A plaque at the site is a tribute to the dead. It reads, "We're deeply sorry, we will remember them."
I found peace here, you know, contented at remembering these people, you know, learning of them. And it must have been terrible, like, what took place.
A team at the University of Newcastle has been marking these sites on a digital map. They've just hit a sobering milestone. There are now 250 massacres recorded in every state and territory except Western Australia.
We find out more details than we expected to find because the sources are richer. We're looking at Aboriginal sources, we're looking at sources from police reports, newspaper reports and settler reports. You put all those together and you can get a very distressing story. There's no doubt it's very confronting work.
Professor Lyndall Ryan is one of Australia's foremost experts on frontier conflict. Since the map went live, hundreds of Australians have contacted her wanting to add new information.
We've been spending the last year double-checking every new piece of information that we've got. People from regional Australia have been the people most likely to contact us.
Professor Ryan suspects there'll be about 500 sites on the map when it's finished, and there are now several new editions of the massacres of settlers by Aboriginal tribes.
It's an unending war in a way, and wherever settlement spreads, we're going to get massacres. So it's sort of a very dominant part of Australian history that we have to come to terms with.
Monuments and markers to what is often called the frontier wars are cropping up around Australia. Wiradjuri artist Brooke Andrew has spent 2 years visiting massacre sites overseas.
And I think one of the most important things about speaking with and spending time with people from overseas around sites of trauma is really about forgiveness and the kind of ways in which that people can reconcile with their own trauma and their own pasts, and then therefore how they can kind of educate the kind of broader community. And so some communities, like for example the Document Centre in Cambodia around the killing fields, have created education kits.
Brooke Andrew believes that type of recognition is missing here in Australia.
Still today, that recognition is not that visible. And so when it comes to a national memorialisation, I think that kind of space to commemorate is definitely missing. And I think there needs to be some kind of structure or building or even consciousness around what that is.
That's Wiradjuri artist Brooke Andrew with Bridget Brennan.